It's 16 in front of 6 o'clock, and we just can't wait for the best 5 minutes of the day to start. So we're going to start it early and bring in Jason Kant. Some people set their alarms right for 5:45, and they'll be surprised. We've already been cooking.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thing I was awake when you called.
Everything is kind of early here today. I took a little 5 milligrams of melatonin to just kind of go into the deeper sleep. Wake up at 11:30, go, wow, it's only 11:30. I've been up since before 2:30 in the morning, so I don't know. I may fall asleep. I may fall asleep before this morning show is over. I don't know.
Could happen.
Yeah. So I was doing a little reading of Marie Chapin's book because I had that extra time this morning. It's called Love and Be Loved, Discover God's Greatest Gift to You. And I'm like thinking about your Ludio word.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my favorites. Love up, down, in, out.
Mm-hmm. So a few quotes. A few quotes from this book.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just to bounce off of you, she says, let's see, make sure she's quoting somebody here, but I'm talking about a supernatural, ever-present, all-encompassing, glorious, truly life-giving and life-changing, revitalizing, captivating, eternal love that transcends and makes possible human affection, God's love. That's a pretty strong description.
That's a strong description. I was thinking there were a lot of adjectives in there that were really trying to get the picture across about the nature of God's love. You know, and I think even listening to that, the idea that we love because God first loved us comes across. You know, it enables us to love because of God's love, and good thoughts there.
Yeah. Another one, she says that, quoting from German poet, you like poetry, Rainer Maria Rilke, in his Letters to a Young Poet, quote, "For one human being to love another, that is perhaps the most difficult of all our tasks, the ultimate, the last test and proof, the work for which all other work is but a preparation."
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so much of that book by Rainer Maria Rilke is really powerful stuff, and
so you know that book. You know that book.
Yeah, it's a classic, you know, even if folks are shy about poetry, that one is, you know, it's letters, and,
okay,
you know, so it's kind of written back, written to a young poet.
Yeah,
very good advice. But again, written with his poetic style, just in terms of his love for words. And again, really, really good and important stuff. And I would agree. I think it's this high and holy calling.
One final line from the introduction of Love and Be Loved that it was so good I had to not only underline it, but write it again. And it's she says this, and I just totally know you're going to just. She says, "In love, you become you. In love, you become you."
Yeah, that's a sweet phrase.
Yeah,
And I think, again, I think that's one of our tasks is to live into that place of becoming who we truly are, and in Christ, that is comes from a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's a sweet phrase.
And you know, to be honest, I thought. I appreciate that about. I feel like I could be myself around you, and I think you feel like you can be yourself around me.
I can.
And so that is just, you know, where that love and the freedom. So it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that was good. That could be the whole deal. But we've got Matthew 6:31-33. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this is actually, if you'll notice, the first typo, because Matthew 6 goes through verse 34, but I end in verse 33 with letters to the beloved.
Ah.
So I'm gonna have to go back and revisit that at some point.
Okay.
But the verses say, so don't worry about these things, saying what we'll eat, what will we drink, what will we wear. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need.
Hmm. And here's what we got on these last three verses, at least in the letters to the beloved. The corrected version will have verse 34. But here we go. When you find yourself stressing about what you'll eat, wear, or drive, take the opportunity to talk with me. Look at the world around you. Everywhere you look, people are striving to acquire more stuff. Advertisers count on it. They tell you what you need to be happy, but they don't know I am the only one who knows everything you need. Instead of killing yourself to build wealth, seek my kingdom where I will meet every need that you'll ever have. C.S. Lewis once wrote, quote, put second things first and you will lose both first and second things. Put first things first and the second things are thrown in.
So that last quote there is one of Larry Crabb's,
was one
of his favorite quotes.
Absolutely.
You know, and I've heard him say that dozens of times, mm-hmm. that it's just such good stuff. You know, put God first. I think it relates to your phrase of God first, God second.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, is that from, I was going to say Upton Sinclair, but that's not correct.
Oswald Chambers. I love the idea here. And again, there's different ways your book is like 66 love letters, Crabb's Imagined Dialogue with God. Yeah. But the idea of the Lord referring to something C.S. Lewis said, I think that's pretty cool. So,
absolutely.
Thank you, Jason. Talk to you tomorrow. WWIB. Good stuff this morning on love, I think. Birthday people, who's got a birthday on a now 61 degree Thursday, temp up 3 already. Stick around for the weather, bottom of the hour. They're saying a projected high only in the upper 60s tomorrow. Well, what's with that? But maybe we'll get some rain, which we really need. All right, off of Facebook today, birthdays. Who do I know about today? We got a handful of them, starting with Tommy Kroll. I had not seen Tommy for a long time, but I've seen him over the last couple of days. So, happy birthday to Tommy. He and our friend Jason helping us with some remodeling in our basement. So grateful. So, I have to get him a cake, see what he wants for his birthday. He didn't say, hey, tomorrow's my birthday. What are you going to get me? So, Tony Tompkins with a birthday, I think, living over in the Minnesota way, but representing the green and gold and the Lord for sure. Tony's just a young 41. Happy birthday to Tony. Knew him since he was a kid. Knee-high to a grasshopper. Sue Ramson, happy birthday. And Ralph Rathke, also sharing a birthday today. They share this as a birthday with the likes of Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, 72. Yeah, it all started in the garage, right? Russ, wrestler, actor Hulk Hogan, 69 today. Viola Davis, 57. Actress Joe Rogan, 55. I mean, he's the big podcaster, isn't it? It says Fear Factor News Radio, but I mean, he's the big podcast guru. Anna Gunn, what an actress. Skyler White on Breaking Bad. And the whole Better Call Saul prequel, which is now extending with kind of Saul's life beyond Breaking Bad. Final episode coming up on Monday. Anyhow, Anna's 54 today. Nigel Harmon from Downton Abbey, 49. Chris Hemsworth from Thor and the Marvel movies, of course, just 39. He's young. Ursula Corbero from Money Heist, 33. Allison Stoner in the Step Up films, 29. And reality TV personality Savannah Chrisley is 25. Our promise of the day, Psalm 33. I am your shield, your glory, and the lifter of your head. That's so good, it's worth repeating. I am your shield, your glory, and the lifter of your head. Psalm 33, that's promise number 223 in the year. Go check out that Devo and the flower picture that goes with it at 365promises.com. And it is a birthday for a couple of artists from Family Force 5. Yeah, actually, on this August 11th, Jacob and Joshua Oles turning 41 from Family Force 5, the American Christian group from Atlanta, Georgia, formed in 2005 by the brothers Solomon Oles, Joshua, whose nickname is Fatty Oles, and Jacob Crouton Oles. I don't know, would you go with Fatty or Crouton? I don't know. Along with their two friends, Nathan Nadaddy Curran and Brad 20 Cent Allen, who was later replaced by Derek Chapstick Mount. There you go. They got the nicknames down. And a whole lot more. All right, well, each day is different, Caleb. The last I saw, we were at 134. I don't know the exact tally. The goal is 200. And I guess we did get one listener taking us up on our invitation of trying to get six backpacks before seven. But we did get one. Thank you to Alana from Menominee.
Yes, thank you so much. And again, we'd love to get as close to that goal or even to it this morning as possible. So I know that Friday, there's a lot of things going on, people heading out of town, beautiful Wisconsin weekend, and tomorrow is the deadline day. So today, maybe today is the day that we could really, really move and shake. And so biggest goal ever, Havel, could we do 30 backpacks this hour? I mean, that's huge. But if you've been thinking about this all week and knowing that there's plenty of stuff going on tomorrow, maybe we could step up this morning and say today's the day. Maybe it's in honor of your children. Maybe it's just because you've been hearing about this and saying, I want to serve. I want to help these families who are in need, in these school districts, these areas. But $50 suggested supplies a child with their new backpack and school supplies. We're going to be hearing from Danny Graham, homeless services coordinator from the Eau Claire Area School District, in just a few minutes. But yeah, could we do a huge goal of 30 backpacks? It all starts with one at WWIB.com/backpacks.
Well, if we're going to move and shake, we need some help from the music. So Mercy Me, Move and Shake, back to back on WIB.
7:18 on this Thursday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. And we're asking you, urging you to join in, to heed the call in our Backpack to School Challenge to help children who are struggling in our area and in Chippewa County and Eau Claire County and the Eau Claire School District. And so we have two guests this morning, Danny Graham from the Eau Claire Area School District, Homeless Services Coordinator, and Julie Smith from Valley Brook Church. Ladies, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning.
Let's start off again with you, Danny. If I'm saying it right again, Homeless Services Coordinator, this is something that I think we've asked you every time you've been here, but what is the need like to provoke the need for a position like yours?
Absolutely. Well, in the Eau Claire School District, we see from our free and reduced lunch applications, about a third of our district really is close at or even below the poverty line. So we have a lot of families in our area that struggle just to make ends meet. And we know that those kids come to school and we want them to be prepared, so we can't expect that, you know, a family that's just barely paying bills and meeting the expenses of just putting food on the table is also going to be able to afford $50 per kid, you know, just to walk in the school door. So we want to make sure that all those kids are covered, that if their family comes and says we have a need, that we have what is available for them.
Uh-huh. And Danny, just to follow up real short here, we had a news story top of the hour that talked about for those marginalized families, the pandemic we know was tough on everybody, mental health and things, and it seemed like this was even harder on the folks who had the less. Have you seen that in terms of your work with the schools?
Absolutely. So the pandemic and I think the things that follow, inflation definitely is at a 40-year high. And so families are spending just as much as they were before, but they're getting less for it. And that is impacting what they can afford beyond. So absolutely, we are seeing greater needs than we ever have before and more deeper needs.
And
I
think this is something, too, where we talk about this again, suggested gift of $50 to supply a child with a new backpack and school supplies. And again, it gets more expensive as you get into the later grades and need even more, you know, calculators and things like that as well, too. But also we think about the shoes and the jeans and the jackets and everything mm-hmm. the kids outgrow. This is just part of the burden that we're trying to lift here. And that's why it's so important that we give what we can for this, because there are so many ancillary expenses, too, for families when kids go back to school. And so we'll bring it to Julie now from Valley Brook Church. When we talk about We Care Eau Claire and this backpack distribution that's coming up on the 22nd, expected to serve close to 1,000 kids, about 20 different churches, I believe, are involved in this. You're from Valley Brook. How did you become involved? What's your heart for this cause?
Well, our Valley Brook Church had always done a small backpack drive in the fall. We have teachers within our congregation, and so it was a natural fit for us to do that. In 2019, Jordan, Ben Prosty at, he's at that time. But anyway, had reached out to many, many churches in the Valley and just saying, you know, if we know we all do this individually, what about if we pool our resources and get together? And then we started meeting and brainstorming what that might look like. And that's how We Care Eau Claire finally developed.
All right. And so I guess the bottom line is we're trying to move this toward 200. We want to help what we can with Valley Vineyard, their distribution this Sunday, 1 to 3 in Chippewa Falls. We know, talking to Brian Quaid from Bethesda yesterday, coming up at a later date as well in Eau Claire at Phoenix Park. But Danny and then Julie, if you guys could just talk to those folks conversationally. Caleb, and they're tired of hearing Caleb and I talk about it, but for you, kind of just conversationally relate to them and try to move them in terms of thinking of jumping in and making a difference and going to WIB.com and contributing.
Absolutely. I just think of, you know, my own family and how lucky, you know, we are to have what we have. And as my girls go back to school, you know, being able to fill their own backpacks and not have to worry, I can't imagine being a parent who looks at their child and can't do that. And, you know, every parent that I have run across in my 16 years in my job wants the best for their child. And so for them to have to look at their child and not be able to provide that, and not be able to have an option in the community to help provide that, I mean, that is just heart-wrenching from one parent to another. So for anybody out there, you know, who knows that feeling, you know, to be a part of making sure that you are filling that for the child, but also helping that parent, too.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Very big deal.
Danny, thank Julie. How about you? Just talking to folks listening here this morning.
Well, at our event last year, we watched the families come and wait expectantly in the line. And then the looks on the kids' faces as they went through and they got their backpacks. And we have a volunteer that travels with each family as they go through and get all their stuff, just so we can build that connection with them, too, and share that love. And just watching people be able to go through and get, you know, the kids get all excited about picking out a backpack. Mm. And it's just very, very heartwarming. My daughter is a teacher, and so she's shared many of those school stories as well, just about kids who just don't have much and how much it means when they get just a little bit of a boost.
I mean, and I'd say finally, too, Danny, I know we've talked with you about this before, too, but for these kids who are in families that are struggling, for them to be able to feel just like everybody else for once. And because, unfortunately, I mean, we know about bullying, and we know that, unfortunately, sometimes kids who don't have much are picked on because of it, because they don't have the same clothes, because they don't come back with the right backpacks or school supplies, and they can get, you know, isolated and bullied from the beginning of the year. And we wish that didn't happen, but it does. And so I think this is one of our chances to just wrap our arms around these kids and protect them.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I have a firsthand account of what it feels like to go to school and not have what you need. And it really puts, you know, a feeling on you like you don't matter as much. And you walk through the doors thinking that, you know, that kids are not going to like you as much. They're not going to want to be your friend. It's all the things that go along with a low self-esteem, and this is a part of, you know, that when you walk through and you're not prepared and everyone else is. So it's just such a big deal to have what you need.
Ladies, thank you so much. Danny Graham with the Eau Claire School System, and also Julie Smith from Valley Brook Church in Eau Claire. I know a WIB listener, right, Julie?
Absolutely.
So, all right, appreciate that here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And we have had a listener give even as we've been talking here this morning, so thanks to Sue and Bloomer. So there's another backpack, but one down, 29 to go.
29 to go. And again, let's tell these kids they matter.
Yeah.
Let's tell them they're loved. Let's tell these parents we're here to support you and we're here to love you. WWIB.com/backpacks if you'd like to help. And thank you for praying with us as this campaign finishes up tomorrow. And this morning, so again, we're saying, hey, we really want to move and shake today as we get close to the goal, and knowing that a lot of things go on for people on Fridays and maybe you forget, and we want to be able to get these funds out to We Care Eau Claire and to Chippewa Vineyard Church for their backpack distributions. And so let's set a smaller goal here for the next 12 minutes. Can we get 10 backpacks in the next 12 minutes by 7:45? If you can do so safely, WWIB.com/backpacks or WIB.com is a big red bar right at the top of the page. You can't miss it. Maybe you can do one backpack. Maybe you want to take the child or children challenge from yesterday and do a backpack for each of your kids. But thank you so much for even considering this. Like we just heard from Danny and Julie, being able to just tell these kids it's not their fault that they're in a family that's struggling. And a lot of times it's no fault of the parents as well. They're just, I mean, we see what's going on. And it's just not an easy time for many, many families. And so if we can just tell them you are loved, you are welcomed, you matter, and do that by giving what we have. And for some of you, maybe it's pinching a little bit to have to give this. Maybe others have more of an abundance, but for others, I get it. I get it that you might be saying that's $50 or $100. That's a lot for me. But we thank you for even considering this right now. And for those of you who God would move to give, not us, but if God would prompt you to give, I'm just saying, say yes. If he prompts you, say yes. And if not, then there's no guilt or no shame. But if he's been moving you throughout this week to do something for these children, for these families, WWIB.com/backpacks, the place to go. And now that I yap, about 10 minutes left to try to get 10 backpacks filled.
All right, we can do it here at WIB.com. Hey, we had Peabod Before the Weather coming on August 27th at Bloomer Baptist Church. That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah.
Also, September 15th, Sanctus Real, and their song that speaks to exactly what we're talking about this morning with our guests in studio and this Backpack to School Challenge. We need each other, Sanctus Real, WWIB. Kay Thompson on the WIB Wake Up Show, and we got some good news.
Absolutely. So we're not quite there, but we're getting close. We said, could we get 10 backpacks given? Again, $50 per backpack at WWIB.com/backpacks, or that big red banner at the top of the page. Could we get to 10 backpacks given before 7:45? And we have 2.5 minutes to get two more. Thank you to Julie from Eau Claire, who texted us and said, I will pledge 5 backpacks this morning. 5. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julie.
And then Crystal just took my child or children challenge, and she says, I'm going to donate 1 backpack for each of our 3 children, Crystal from Chippewa Falls. So that puts us at 8 with a goal of 10 by 7:45. 2 minutes left to get 2 more at WWIB.com/backpacks. 2 backpacks in 2 minutes.
Let's make it happen.
We were trying to get 10 backpacks by 7:45. 10 backpacks at WWIB.com/backpacks. Did we make it? Yes, and we went over by 1. In the nick of time, Alan. From Chippewa Falls gives a gift of $150 for 3 backpacks. Again, as we're trying to tell kids, you matter. You're loved. You're cared about. We're trying to tell parents who are struggling. And so many of them, as Danny was talking about, feeling just that pressure, that anxiety, because they want so badly to provide for their kids. And for whatever reason, they're in a situation where it's really, really a difficult thing for them this time of year because of all the expenses of back to school. And just telling those parents, you matter. You're loved. We'll help share the burden. We'll help carry the load. Thank you so much, everyone who's giving. And you know what? I've got 12 minutes left, Alvo. 12 minutes left here in the 8 o'clock hour. Could we do it one more time this hour? Could we get 10 more backpacks in 12 minutes?
We'll find out.
Big goal, big God, right? Well, this is an interesting list that you found. Because, again, there, you know, even you know, celebrities in the sports world, say Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people love him. A lot
Some
of people
don't.
Say, no, not
right.
so much. Not for me. But who's a celebrity that everybody loves, that
right.
people don't seem to dislike, and we've got a top 10 list.
One of the great sitcoms, Everybody Loves Raymond, Ray Romano. He's not on the list, but Hugh Jackman is number 10.
I think Hugh Jackman's a lot of fun, and I wish that you would watch The Greatest Showman.
I know, I need to.
So, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he's in a lot of family-friendly movies, it seems, and I enjoy him very much.
We did go see one of those a couple years back. Sally Field, the old Flying Nun, but she's been in so many great movies. What an actress.
Is that the lady who makes the cookies, like the Mrs. Fields cookies?
No, it's not, but...
I'm sure she's delightful anyway.
Actress, very talented. She'll be in this movie about Tom Brady and the ladies who went to travel together to see him in the Super Bowl. She's going to be in that with Lily Tomlin and some others, yeah.
Celebrities everyone seems to love. Michael J. Fox, sure.
Been battling Parkinson's for years.
Yeah.
Number 6, Tom Hanks.
So talented. Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
I feel like Mr. Rogers should be number 1 on this list.
There you go.
It's good in the hood, Mr. Rogers.
There you go. Also, number 4, Bob Ross.
Yes.
All right, so we had a goal. One of them we reached before 7:45, maybe the other one before 8 o'clock. Not quite.
Not quite. So we were trying to get 10 more before 8 o'clock, and we got 3, so that leaves 7 left over, 7 backpacks. Thank you so much to Jackie from Eau Claire, who says, hey, guys, I'll give a backpack for $50 to provide a child in need with a new backpack and school supplies. And so we have 7 left. We've got 8.5 minutes before 8:15. Maybe by 8:15, Halvo, we can come back and say, hey, we've seen that leftover goal reached as we continue to try and move and shake here on Thursday and get as close as we can toward that final goal of 200 backpacks this week.
Been doing all we can musically. We had Move and Shake from Mercy Me to start the 7 o'clock hour. We've been talking a lot about being the hands and feet of Jesus. Mm. Audio A, hands and feet, WWIB, 64 degrees. Good morning. Ryan Stevenson capping off 3 in a row with lifted hands, WWIB, 8:17. Caleb. It's catch and match month here, this 8th month of the year. We've done this for a number of years in August with WIB Incorporated. 26 generous sponsors have pooled together 34,500 in support, but the idea is we're trying to match it or beat it. It's kind of like, all right, the rest of you, can you match that or beat it? So game on. That's for the whole month. But again, people can do that, and please take care of that at wib.com. Passion Burn Bright, yours for a gift of 45 or more, as is the movie Saving Winston. Or how about the book from Ben Carson, Created Equal? We talked to him about that. It's a gift for 60 or more. But the Backpack to School Challenge is just today and tomorrow.
Yeah, finishing up tomorrow, too. And it's kind of been all quiet on the Western Front for the last 20-plus minutes. Uh-huh. So we're still trying to reach kind of a leftover goal of seven backpacks, we'll say by 8:30. Maybe we were trying to get it by 8 o'clock. But seven backpacks remaining. Again, $50 for a backpack and school supplies for a child in need here in the area through Valley Vineyard Church. Their backpack distribution coming up on Sunday. And then also We Care Eau Claire on August 22nd. They're expecting combined about 2,000 kids. So we're just trying to get to 10% of that to help out, to help lift the burden with 200 by tomorrow. But our kind of our micro goal is, could we get seven more backpacks supplied at WWIB.com before 8:30, WWIB.com/backpacks. Or if you can get to WWIB.com, you can't miss it on the very top of the page. Thank you for even considering this. We know times are difficult. It's great to see gas prices going down a little bit, but you know what? We felt the pinch for a long time. So we know we're asking a lot of you, and all I'm saying is, you know what? We don't want to guilt anyone into giving. We don't want that. We want cheerful givers. But if you heard about this, if you said, man, I want to help lift some of the burden from these parents who are struggling, and maybe the guilt that they feel about not being able to provide what their child needs to go back to school, but it's just too financially difficult for them. If you've been hearing that, if you've been hearing the message earlier this morning, just saying we just want to wrap our arms around these kids to protect them, to love them, to show them that they're welcomed and cared for. If God prompts you to give to any of the causes that we're talking to you about this month, I'm just asking that you'd say yes. If he prompts you, not if we have some sort of eloquent words, because Lord knows we falter all the time with that, but if he prompts you to give, if he nudges you to do that, please just say yes.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Wib.com, banner on top of the page. And I'm going to say yes, because, you know, I kind of, in some ways, it's interesting. Like, I remember, I think however many I did last year, and in some ways, but I think particularly this morning, as you've said, listening, and I think what my yes is ties into the child or children challenge, but my answer is going to be for my two kids that are still at high school at Eau Claire North.
Yeah.
Three of them have graduated, but the two that are there, Michael's going to be a junior, Elena's going to be a senior, and so I'll do two.
There's two, so that means five left there before 8:30. Who wants to match what Halvo is doing? Can someone else match what Halvo is doing and say, well, I'll do two, or I'll take the child challenge for my child or multiple children as well?
So maybe the Halvo spin on the Caleb challenge is, how many kids do you still have in school?
Yeah, that works too.
In K through 12. How many kids do you still have in K through 12?
Because we know college is crazy expensive.
There you go. Wib.com, let's get this done.
Lottery winner says, you know what? $4 million, it just isn't that much these days.
It doesn't stretch as far as it used to.
Inflation, I guess. I mean, don't you just hate it when you only win $4 million in a lottery? And I'm not advocating playing. But a North Carolina lottery player who won the Lucky for Life top prize of $1,000 a day for life was doubtful that the money would go that far in today's economy. Just for the people in the back, let me say it again. The winner of $1,000 a day for life doesn't think it's going to be enough.
Wow, that's pretty good. $1,000 a day. Yeah, winner Jimmy Schindler of Gastonia, North Carolina, doesn't have any lavish vacations or home projects planned for the near future, even after winning the prize, which he'll receive as a lump sum of $4 million. Schindler, who's 60, told North Carolina officials that he's just going to save the money because $4 million isn't as much as it used to be.
It's enough to provide a few backpacks, Jimmy,
I guess.
You happen to be listening online. Maybe one reason $4 million won't go as far is because Jimmy and his wife have six adult children, and I guess they'll all be expecting new cars for Christmas.
I guess, yeah. So, Eau Claire Ford. Well, again, we've got a challenge on, what is it?
We've got a challenge, again, trying to reach our goal, our leftover goal from the 7 o'clock hour by 8:30, and we need, five more? And what? What in the world? I should have refreshed the page before. We made it. Thank you so much, Christina from 419 Outdoors, Rice Lake, Wisconsin. That's her gift is in memory of that. Christina is from Exland, and Christina is giving two backpacks, a gift of $100, matching Halvo, who said, hey, in honor of his two school-aged children, he's giving two backpacks. So thank you, Christina, for matching that. And then, thank you, just now I'm seeing Angie, and Angie's from Menominee, and Angie's going to finish off what we were short with five backpacks, a goal of that by 8:30, and now Angie has finished that off with a gift of $250 to provide five children with their backpacks and school supplies.
We'll have to get out the math, the calculators, and see where we're at. The original
goal. We're getting closer and closer to that overall goal.
30 for the day. All right, so if we take the pledged backpacks as well as the ones who've already been followed through with WIB.com and the giving, I think we're at about 29. The goal you came up with after 7 was 30.
30 before 9 o'clock.
Sure.
But now,
do we go with 40, 45, 50? What do we go?
Yeah, let's see. You know, let's see if we can get at least to 40.
Okay.
Before the end of the show. But I wouldn't mind bumping that up a little bit too, right?
Very good. And again, you gave the child or children challenge yesterday, which was... And you made some news because you said four, and I like.
And people are like, "I thought he only had three kids."
And you clarified for us.
Yeah, we've got baby Swenson coming in December.
Yeah.
So you know what? My preborn child is the same as all of my born children, right? And so four kids in the Swenson household. So that was my challenge: is one for each of those kids. And again. What Nick from La Crosse did, but you have a kind of ancillary challenge.
Yes, my Halvo spin is, hey, how many kids do you have in K through 12? I've got two that are still in high school, so I'm pledging for them this morning, and as soon as I can get to WIB.com after the show, probably I'll come through with that. So, hey, let's try to get this up to 40 more. So take us up on those challenges here as it relates to your kids and helping. Again, we had wonderful visit from our friend Danny from the Eau Claire School System, the coordinator with some of the... Less fortunate, right?
Yeah, the homeless services
and
coordinator.
Smith.
And Julie Smith from Valley Brook Church. And Julie afterward had texted us and said, I'm going to pledge five backpacks.
Yeah, wow,
which just
thanks.
Wonderful. And you know, it starts when we say, well, we want to get from 29 to 40 before the end of the show. It starts with one person, WWIB.com/backpacks. And it just, I think what really stuck out to me from what Danny said is I work with families, with children who are in need every single day. But she said, even me as a parent, sometimes I forget about what it would be like to feel like that as a parent, to feel like I love my kids, I want to provide for them, and I just can't. The money's just not there. And so not only do we want to wrap our arms around these kids, but these parents and say, it's okay. It's okay. Maybe you're going through that valley in life right now, and you're still loved, you're still welcomed, and we're just going to help carry the burden a little bit for you coming into this very expensive time of back to school. So thank you, everyone who's caught that vision. We give God the glory for everything he's done so far this week and what he may do yet even today for those going to WWIB.com. It's easy to find right at the top of the page if you'd like to give at least $50 to give that child something brand new, a backpack and school supplies. We hear so often it's like Christmas to them. Wow. That's great. And again, we're trying to not only get to our initial goal, which was 30 this morning. We're only one away from that at WWIB.com/backpacks. But we said, could we stretch it just a bit and maybe hit 40 before the end of the show? And we've got 15 minutes left to try to get those 11 backpacks. But I'm going to say it's going to be nine left because, silly person that I am, I forgot that my wonderful mother-in-law, Vicky from Dallas, has a check that's sitting on my counter because I forgot it this morning. Mm. But a check for two backpacks, a check for $100 to provide two children with their brand new backpack and school supplies. So that means we need nine left, nine more before 9 a.m. So nine before nine, WWIB.com/backpacks. If you'd like to give, it starts with one.
That sounds terrific. Thanks so much to your mother-in-law.
Well, nine before nine is our goal. Nine more fully supplied backpacks for kids in need in our communities being given out through We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard Church. Can we get nine more before 9 a.m.? We have 11 minutes left at WWIB.com/backpacks. WIB.com/backpacks. Nine before nine is the goal. And speaking of this time of year and summer, there's still a little time to go out and see some sights, Halvo, and have some fun. I know my family's taking a little time next week, as is yours. Mm-hmm. And here are some things before summer vacation ends, some places in the great United States of America that maybe we all should consider going to.
Places that maybe you've never been to before, like Oddville, Kentucky.
How about Bingo, Maine? These are all real places you can visit on your road trips.
How about Coolville, Ohio?
Or Bowlegs, Oklahoma?
Hey, I'm Bowlegs, so might as well. How about Smart, Tennessee?
With two T's, because they know how to spell it.
Yeah.
Right. What Cheer, Iowa is another place. Iowa, and I've never been there. What Cheer?
Yeah, you take regular trips to Iowa. Your dad's from Harlan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, also, how about Pickles Gap, Arkansas?
Pickles Gap, Arkansas. Real places you can visit in the United States of America before summer's over. Telephone, Texas.
That's a unique one. And finally, maybe if you're out in the Pacific Northwest, make sure you stop in Boring, Oregon.
If your kids have been saying they're bored all summer long, take them to Boring, Oregon and see if that changes things.
There you go, on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Well, all right, set the table. What is our goal here before 9? Backpack-wise.
Yeah, we've got just over 9 minutes left before 9 a.m., and we need 9 backpacks at WWIB.com/backpacks. Or if you can get to WWIB.com, you can give safely and securely there. Right at the top of the page, there's a link for the Backpack to School Challenge. Over 2,000 children expected to be served just in these two backpack distributions in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. And again, we just want to wrap our arms around them and let them know that they are loved, they're welcome, they are cared about. Mm-hmm. And it's we want Jesus to be doing that through us and through these wonderful churches and the way they're serving.
And again, as we've talked with some of the churches, I mean, they're saying, hey, thanks, WWIB, for involving the community. And again, so often, unfortunately, I think the church can be seen as critical and maybe even finger-pointing when it comes in our response to the watching world. But this is to the watching, potentially unbelieving world, we're saying, hey, we want to show that love of Jesus and team up together and accomplish this.
We want the church to move. We want the church to be active. Again, the word of God is living and active, right? And so we want the outworking of that, one of the practical outworkings of that, to be letting others know how much God loves them through our actions. And so this is just one of many, but one way you can do that. WWIB.com/backpacks. If you can help us reach that mini goal on our way to our overall goal of 200 plus backpacks supplied by tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is finishing up.